We continue with the Gemara and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We're going to begin with the Mishnah about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. The Mishnah begins, Bor shel yachid karagli al yachid, v'shel anshei oso ha'ir, karagli anshei oso ha'ir. Which means that if you have water that is drawn from a bor, a water hole, and this belongs to a yachid, an individual, so karagli ha'yachid, it follows literally the feet of that individual, meaning the water can only be taken to an area in which the owner of that bor can himself travel. Vishal anshi also ha'ir. However, if the water comes from a bor that is owned by the entire city, karagli anshi also ha'ir, so then it can be brought only to an area in which the anshi also ha'ir can go. So therefore, in a situation where you would have, let's say, one individual who prepared an eruv for himself, he would not be able to take this water outside of the 2,000 amos out of the city, because this water is limited to the tuchum of anshi also ha'ir. Vishal ole bavel. And for people who are traveling, going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Rashi explains over here that there would be special boros that were situated along the way to be there, so that people who were traveling would have water along the way. So they follow Kiragli and Mamali. So they are accorded to Tchum, just like the person who draws the water on Yom Tov. So if another person would come, explains Rashi, and take some of the water from him, he would only be able to go ahead and bring it to the area, to the only to the limit would be the tchum of the one who drew the water on Yom Tov. So the Gemara begins, Rami le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava raised the following contradiction to Rav Nachman. In our Mishnah Tanan, we learn, Bar shel yachid, karagli al yachid, that water that is drawn from a bor, a hole belonging to an individual, is accorded the tchum just like the feet of that individual, right? As we explained, it's limited to the distance that the individual who owns that bor can take. Or minu, but on the other hand, we learn in a brayse in the horos hamoshchan mayanos hanovim, that if you have water that is coming from a flowing stream, or mayanos is a spring, hanovim of gushing, running waters, harei hein karagli kol adam. So these are accorded to tchum just like the feet of any people, any person who has them. So we see that the water is not limited to the tchum of the owner. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Hocha b'mayaskinam, what are we talking about over here? B'muchunasin. We're talking about water which is collected, which is gathered in a hole, and it is not running water. And so therefore, since the water was gathered and was stationary when Yom Tov began, so it acquires the tchum of its owner. Running water, however, which was the case which was cited in the Mishnah, so this is not water which is assumed to have a tchum at all, and so therefore, that's why the Brice has said it's karagle kol adam. Vitmanami, we have a further support for this as well, because Amar Rebbe Chiba Ravin, Amar Shmua b'mukhunasin, Rebbe Chiba Ravin taught in the name of Shmua that we're talking over here about mukhunasin, collected waters. The Gemara now continues and comments on the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, v'shal oli bavel karagli hamamali, that if a person goes ahead and draws water from one of those boros, one of the holes that were on the derech from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so it follows the tchum of the one who drew the water. So Itmar, regarding this, the Gemara brings the following machlokas hamaroyim. Mi levinasan lechaveiro. If a person goes ahead and draws water and he gives it to his friends. So Rav Nachman Omar, kiragli mishinis malulo. Rav Sheshu sama kiragli hamamali. So over here, Rav Nachman said that the water is accorded to tchum just like the feet of the person for whom it was drawn. So even though it was drawn by Reuven, since Reuven drew it for Shimon, so therefore it follows Shimon's tuchum. Rav Sheshes no karagli amamali. Rav Sheshes says that the water is always going to follow the feet of the one who draws the water. So b'mayka mifugli. So it says Gemara, what is the machlokas? Mar savar biru dehefkerahu, mar savar biru deshutfayhu. That according to the opinion of Rav Sheshes, so he says that the bor over here is hefker, it is considered ownerless. And so therefore, one cannot go ahead and acquire hefker on behalf of somebody else. So when Reuven goes ahead and he draws the water on behalf of Shimon, since the water is hefker to begin with, so Reuven is the one who's going to acquire the water. Umar Sava, however, the other opinion of Nachman, so he holds the shutfayhu, that the water hole is considered to be owned b'shutfis by all Jews, and so therefore a person can acquire the water on behalf of another. So the Gemara continues, Esvei Rava Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question. He raises a possible tuyufta from the Mishnah that we're about to quote from Nedarim. The Mishnah says, Hareini alecha cheirim. If a person says, uses a lashon Hareini alecha cheirim, which means I am a cheirim to you, so hamudar aser, so the one against whom this particular neder, this vow was declared, so aser is forbidden to derive benefit from the one who made this declaration. So if a person says, Hareini alecha cheirim, so the person regarding whom he said that may not get hana from him. Continues the Mishnah on the top of the next Amud, Harei ata alai cheirim. If a person says, at the other lashon, you are a cheirim to me, so hano der aser, so the person who made this neder is forbidden to derive benefit from the other one. Hareini alecha bata alai, if a person says, I am a cheirim to you and you're a cheirim to me, shnei masurim zebazeh. So both of them are forbidden from deriving benefit one from the other. Mutarin b'shel oli bavel. However, they are permitted to go ahead and benefit from the properties which belong to those who are going up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So shortly the Mishnah is going to list them, but at this point Rashi says, Mutarin b'dvarim shel oli bavel sh'asu b'nei agola l'fi she'hev kirim l'chol Yisrael. These are things which were made or established by Bnei Agola because they were made hefker for all of Yisrael. They were given to them, and not that they were considered to be partners in it. That they should have a koach, that one person should have a koach to ask it to forbid for another. We're going to come again in a moment to see what examples of those are. Says the mission of Asurin Bishel also Ir. However, they are forbidden in that which is commonly held by all the members of that city. So now the Mishnah says, and these are examples, or these are the things that are among the Dvarim Shel Oli Bavel. Harabayas Halishachos Vahazaros. So it refers to Harabayas, the Temple Mount, Halishachos, which are the Lishchos, the chambers in the Beis Hamikdash, Vazaros, and the courtyards. Ubor shel emtsa haderech, if you have a water hole in the middle of the road. Ve'elu hein shel osa here, these are things that are belong to the city. Harachov ve'beis ha'knesses ve'beis ha'merchatz. This refers to the rachov, a public area, public square, the beis ha'knesses, a shul, or beis ha'merchatz, and a bathhouse. So now the Gemara says, v'yam azbira d'shutfayhi. Now if you're going to tell me that the water hole of Oli Bavel is owned b'shutfos by all Jews, so am I mutter, so why then is permissible for people who have taken a neder, one against the other, why is it permissible for them to derive benefit from it? V'hatanan, we learned how shutafin shenadu anozem is there, that when you have shutfin partners who take a vow prohibiting one from benefiting from the other, asurim lichanis l'chatzer, it is prohibited for them to go ahead and to enter a jointly owned chatzer. And so therefore, if in fact this bar that belongs to the Oli Bavel is considered to be owned b'shutfus, so a person should be able to go ahead and forbid its use on another. So Rav Nachman is going to say the following, l'rchotz b'bor achanami, that if we're talking about bathing in the bor, using this water hole as a place to bathe, so in achanami, then you'd be right that it is owned collectively by all Jews, and this would be prohibited. But what are we talking about over here? We're talking about drawing water from it. And so this is something which would be permitted even if it is owned by Shutfus. And why is this? Because based on the principle of Breira, because we assume that when a person draws the water, so the water that he drew, that he draws, is considered to be his, and so therefore it's not considered as if he was neder, that he derived benefit from the other, and so therefore he's not in violation of the neder, as opposed to bathing, where a person can't bathe in only part of the water, all of the water is going to be part of the hana that he's going to receive, and so therefore he would not be able in such a situation to go ahead and to bathe in this water. Says the Gemara of Savar of Nachman Yesh Breira. So now the way the Gemara positions itself, it sounds like Rav Nachman holds that there is a Breira, this Truva Tanan. We learn that Ha'achin Ashutafin, that if you have brothers who are partners in their father's estate, Kishachayavin Bekolbon Mutarin Mimaiser Behema, that when they are obligated to pay the kolbon, so they are exempt from having to pay maaser behema. Rashi explains over here that the concept of a kolbon is sort of a surcharge, which is placed upon an individual who contributes the machza shekel. We know that every person is required to give a machza shekel every year as part of the fund for the Beis HaMikdash, for the purchase of Korbanos Tzibur. And Rashi explains over here that the machza shekel was something which was prone to loss at times, because it was something which was a very thin coin, and therefore, in order to compensate for any loss, so there was a kolbon, an additional charge, which was added to the machza shekel. So here this Mishnah says that if you have achin, brothers who are partners in the father's estate, they have not yet officially divided the estate, so kishachayavin b'kolbon, they are going to still be obligated to pay the kolbon, because it is as if they are what, paying from their own money. However, in peturun mimaisa behema, they are exempt from having to pay maisa behema, because maisa behema is something which is only paid from one's own money and not something which is owned b'shutfus. So kishachayavin b'maisa behema, peturun mina kolbon. When in fact they are obligated to pay maisa behema, so they're going to be putter from the kolbon. When a father would go ahead and pay the machzor shekel on behalf of his son, so a kolbon would not be paid. It would only be paid by that individual. So in this case, since they are still holding the father's estate b'shutfus, so it's as if the estate is still held by the father, and so therefore the shekel that is given from that is exempt from the kolbon. And continues the Gemara of Amar of Anon. Rav Anon taught that lo shanu el shachok gedoyim keneged tloyim, utloyim keneged gedoyim. That when is it that the Mishnah says that when the brothers divide an estate and then recombine their shares, so it makes the brother like regular shotfun, this is in a case where they divide a gedoyim, goats, kids, against tloim, against lambs, and the lambs against the kids. Of a chok gedoyim keneged gedoyim, tloim keneged tloim. But if they divide kids against kids and lambs against lambs, meaning that they are combining the same type of thing, and just one takes one share and one takes another, so they don't require their own special appraisal. So in this case, each heir can say that this is the proportion that was destined to come from him from the beginning, based on the principle of Brera. So that's the opinion of Rav Anan. Rav Nachman Amar, afilu cholku gedoyim keneged gedoyim, tloyim keneged tloyim, eino merzel cholku magim mishor rishon l'kach. Rav Nachman disagrees. He says, even if they go ahead and they divide the estate where they divide the property evenly, so they're not, it's not requiring a special appraisal, it's not possible for a person to say that this was the portion that was coming to him, that was destined to him from the beginning, because apparently, according to Rav Nachman, he does not hold of Breiro. So how could it be that the Gemara suggests, as we said beforehand, that according to Rav Nachman, we do hold of Breiro? And that's why when one person goes ahead and takes water from the board of Oli Bavel, so he can do this, and it's not considered to be a form of Hanah, getting Hanah from the other Shutov, because we say that the water that he took, it was Huvra, Dover, Lamafreya, so we say based on Breira, that it was clear retroactively that this was his all along. So Ela, the Kuliyama Breira, Dehefkeruhu, says the Gemara, forget it. We basically back away from what we originally said. And we say that both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, when it comes to the water that is being drawn from the bor of Oli Bavel, both of them agree that we're talking about a bir de hefkera, that we consider the bor to be ownerless and not considered to be owned by shutfus. The machlokas over here between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes regarding one who goes ahead and he picks up a metzia, an object that was lost, and he picks it up for his friend. So Mar Sover Kana. So one opinion, the opinion of Sheshes, is that the one for whom he picks it up acquires it as soon as it's picked up. And so therefore, in the case we're talking over here, the water becomes the property of the one who picks it up, and it is accorded his tachum, even if he gives it to somebody else. So Mar Sover Lo Kana. And the other opinion of Nachman holds that no, that the one who picks it up does not acquire it, and so therefore, in this case, the water remains ownerless until it is given to the recipient, and therefore, the tuchum is then going to follow that of the recipient, and not the mamali, not the one who drew the water.